This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 Monday afternoon, the beginning of a new week. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. The sequel to the 80s comedy Beetlejuice sends a bolt of energy into the movie box office. We'll talk about the impact of it in our next segment. But right now, economic data this week will include the latest reports on consumer and wholesale prices, along with the monthly reading of the country's small businesses. Joining us on the Village Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Paul, thank you for joining us today. And before we talk about the numbers coming out later this week, let's talk about the data point from Friday morning. Now that we've had a weekend to think about it, what is the consensus on the August jobs report with a couple of days to really go over the numbers?
Yeah, hi, Rob. It's sort of a mixed report, but better than July. So I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing a strong bounce in stocks today.
And then we do have two readings on inflation this week. And with all of this stress and fretting over the health of the job market, it seems like inflation has turned into yesterday's news. But the two inflation numbers out this week could be very informative to the Fed.
Yeah, that's right. Fed definitely is still watching inflation here. You could see a little bit of a tick higher after some downward trending in the last several months. But I don't think that's going to change the Fed's overall approach to this next meeting, which is going to be to pay more attention, relatively speaking, to the slowing economy than to any let's say, temporary uptick here in inflation. They're going to cut next week, and we think a total of a full percentage point by the end of the year.
And what is the consensus on the inflation readings this week? Of course, the Fed looks at these numbers, but it's not their preferred inflation gauge. But what can we expect out of the Consumer Price Index and the Producer Price Index later this week?
Yeah, that's right. Both are important, but not the main focus. For consumer prices, expecting a year-over-year of about 2.6%. Ex food and energy, and we only exclude food and energy because they're very volatile. We don't exclude them because people don't need them. 3.2% for that core reading there. And the difference is really that goods inflation is really falling. It's in fact deflation, but services are still rising. So that's what's going to keep those numbers a little bit more elevated from the Fed's 2% long-term target.
And also on the subject of volatile categories, you know, the core CPI, core PPI, we have oil now trading below $70 a barrel, and all of the analysts in the petroleum space seem to believe that that number is going to fall even further. We could see possibly a $50 oil or barrels of oil in the $50 range before too long. Now, how is that going to change the inflation math?
Yeah, that changes the math a little bit. It makes it a little easier for the Fed to be patient. You are getting into a seasonally weak period. People's vacations are over and so forth. And the real driver of oil prices here is China's very weak economy, which deserves an eye being kept on it. But yeah, that's going to keep oil prices lower for a little bit longer.
And speaking of oil prices lower, gas prices lower, that usually leads into the consumer sentiment readings, which more often than not, all of the surveys of consumer satisfaction about the economy, Paul, tend to be the gas price index more than anything else.
Yeah, that's right. Gas and food prices. If you look at, they ask consumers, what are you thinking about your current situation? And what do you think about maybe the next 6 months ahead? And what we've been seeing is that the current situation has just been in the cellar. It's just down in the dumps, lowest it's been in 10 years, and it's not really climbing. But the future expectation is starting to look better, and that's a good sign for 25 that agrees with our outlook for some economic recovery.
Paul Christopher, head of Global Investment Strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, the sequel to a 1988 movie is a big hit in 2024.
Cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The film Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice has energized the movie box office with a $110 million opening weekend. Let's talk about the success of the decades-in-the-making sequel with Paul DeGarabedian, senior media analyst for the box office tracking company Comscore, based in Los Angeles. Paul, I understand if I say your name three times, I can summon you to break down the movie box office this weekend.
That is true, but I wouldn't wish that on anyone. That's a pretty rough last name there to repeat three times in a row, but I'm happy to go along with that. And Rob, what a weekend for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Coming, you know, years and years, close to 40 years after the original opening in 1988. And get this, that original film, the first Beetlejuice, directed by Tim Burton, as is the new film, very important. It opened Wednesday, March 30. Its opening weekend was $8 million. This was at a time when films opened wide would be in 964 theaters, as opposed to the new film, which opened in 4,575 locations, theater locations. And Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice earned $41.8 million on Friday alone. Again, the first film, very different era, lower ticket prices, opened at $8 million, but made nearly 10 times that opening weekend, winding up with nearly $80 million domestically. So this is huge for the fall movie season. What a great kickoff film.
And on top of that, it seems to be that the Halloween, we talk about Christmas creep and that you start hearing Christmas carols around October 27th. Halloween creep is definitely becoming a thing, and that once the calendar hit September 1st, people went to the pumpkin patch. They got their orange shirts out of storage. They started buying the pumpkin spice lattes. So what a good a time as any to really cash in on the people who want to start celebrating Halloween around Labor Day.
And, you know, it's never too early, I guess, to start doing that. And it's so true. I start saying, well, what month is this? And is it already October yet? No, not quite. And, you know, this is really interesting because September, not known as a hotbed of blockbuster debuts. So, for example, before this film, before Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, the only film to have ever opened in September with over $100 million domestically was It, the first It movie, which opened September 8, 2017, to $123.4 million. So Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice becomes only the second September opener to debut with over $100 million. So this is a great start to the fall season, which will lead into the holiday season. And this is great for movie theaters. But I don't think anyone would have imagined that back in 1988, if you were sitting there watching the first Beetlejuice in the theater, you'd think, oh, in the future, if I go in the time machine in 2024, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, a sequel ostensibly or a reboot to the original film, would open to over $100 million and would be as relevant today. And with Jenna Ortega in the mix and some newcomers to the cast, along with, of course, Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, and Catherine O'Hara, just a great mix of the original stars and the new stars. So they really brought the generations, you know, that generational continuity together for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, and it paid off big.
We're talking the weekend box office with Paul DeGarabedian, senior media analyst for the box office tracking company ComScore in Los Angeles. Now, there have been numerous attempts since 1988 to develop a Beetlejuice sequel. They've been trying to get a Beetlejuice sequel off the ground since 1990. But are we still in the situation where tried and true intellectual property, movies, titles, characters that the culture at large still knows and still remembers, that's going to get people into the movie theater, and that trying to launch a new concept in this day and age is very difficult just because the media landscape is so fractured?
Well, that's a great question, because we saw that over the course of the summer movie season, where it was the tried and true that brought people out to the movie theater. I mean, from, you know, if you look at Inside Out 2, if you look at Deadpool and Wolverine, there were so many movies that in the summer. Oh, Bad Boys, Ride or Die, Despicable Me 4, Twisters. I mean, Twisters is another example of a film that's decades old that was perfectly rebooted or reintroduced to a whole new generation and played big in the movie theater. But I think particularly in the summer, people love the tried and true and the familiar. But now we're going to get into the fall season. We're going to have these big blockbusters like Beetlejuice, the new Joker movie, and other big brands like that. But also movies like Conclave, Megalopolis, Anora, a lot of indie films that will play very well that kind of push the envelope. So fall is the combination of summer and then award season for moviegoers. So it's the best of both worlds.
Paul DeGarabedian, senior media analyst for the box office tracking company ComScore, based in Los Angeles. Thank you for joining us today.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Artificial intelligence is expected to be front and center as Apple unveils its iPhone 16 and other new products today. We're joined by Shelley Palmer, CEO of the Palmer Group, professor of advanced media in residence at the Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Shelley, thank you for joining us today. The Apple iPhone 16 is going to have generative AI as part of the mix. Now, is this in response, Shelley, to the marketplace or to investors who want to see something out of their artificial intelligence efforts?
To be fair, I'm not sure it's any or all of that, Robert. It could be all of it. In practice, AI has been part of every major tech organization's offerings for years. And it wasn't until November 30th, 2022, when OpenAI introduced ChatGPT, that general consumers became aware of the potential power of generative AI and other AI capabilities. So Apple has their own silicon, which is highly tuned for AI. The event is ongoing right this minute. They've just finished introducing the Apple Watch, the new Apple Watch Series 10. It's really quite spectacular, and it's going to have a little bit of AI capability to it also. I think the market is ready, and Apple can slow play this because they have distribution across 1.5 billion iPhone users. So they don't have to rush. They also have something that no one else has in the world. They have access to your PII and your PHI, your personally identifiable information and your personal health information, except they don't actually have access to it. They have access to it securely through your phone. So when they add AI to the iPhone this afternoon, which is going to be announced any minute, what it's going to be able to do is learn from your behaviors, but your private behaviors, and keep them private. This is a really big deal, because every other AI company that's out there would require you to upload information that you'd have to gather. Here, Apple Health gathers your heartbeats and your breathing and your weight and your body measurements and your workouts. The phone knows where it is, but it's not sharing it with Apple directly, but it can share it with the AI that's going to be inside your new iPhone. Complete behavior change. This is a really big deal. And no matter how bad this is, when we start, you and I next week, talk about, well, it wasn't what we expected. This is the first iteration. So this is going to be an amazing transformation now. Really big.
Now, what using this generative AI, it's part of a new and improved Siri, but very quickly, Shelley, above and beyond reflecting some habits back at you that you may not necessarily be proud of via your phone usage, what are some things that you can do just to make your life easier and faster? I mean, it can write emails for you. It can find your pictures faster. What are some other things this AI can do?
Most importantly, the first Siri not sucking will be cross-app applications. So you'll say, hey, Siri, edit this picture and send it and text it to my mom. And you can do that with a shortcut now, but it requires you to program that shortcut. And you can also do it with about 19 clicks or taps, but here you're going to be able to say it or type it. So we're, this cross-app capability that Siri's about to have courtesy of AI, both generative and not, it's a big deal. Again, this is early days, but we're looking at some major behavior changes, new ways we are going to be interacting with our devices. And look, technology is meaningless unless it changes our behaviors. I'm telling you right now, this device is going to change the way we interface with the device. It's going to change how we behave.
Shelley Palmer, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. It's hoped that a reward can help solve the murder of a grandmother on Chicago's southwest side. A manhunt continues for a suspect after a series of highway shootings in Kentucky over the weekend. Negotiations between DirecTV and Disney appear to be at an impasse, impacting more than 10 million subscribers. Stock Picker Monday will get a couple of suggestions from an investing pro. WBBM Business. The markets are higher. The Dow is up 582 points. The NASDAQ up 215. S&P 500 up 71. 76 degrees right now in Chicago under sunny skies. It's 12:31. Topping our news at the half hour, a $5,000 reward is now being offered for information leading to an arrest in the shooting of a woman from Chicago. 58-year-old Andrea Monique King was sitting in a car in the Little Village neighborhood when she was hit in the neck by a bullet on August 31st. David Cherry is the president of the community group Leaders Network.
When we have this outrageous killing of Monique King and this outrageous killings that continue to happen in our communities, it shatters so many lives.
The funeral for King, a mother and grandmother, will be held on Friday. Police in Kentucky are looking for a man accused of randomly shooting at least a dozen cars along a busy highway. Five people were hit. All are expected to survive. The suspected gunman is a 32-year-old man named Joseph Couch. CBS's Christian Benavidez is in the small city of London, Kentucky.
The search continues, and it's unnerving people. They're hoping that this individual is captured soon, but it is rugged terrain out there. It is difficult to search. One of the officials who spoke to me told me that they sort of had to look over a cliff to even be able to discover the rifle and some of his belongings.
The focus is currently on a heavily wooded area about 75 miles south of Lexington. It's 12:32 as the noon business hour continues. Stocks are trading sharply higher. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is J.J. Kinahan, CEO of IG North America, president of Tasty Trade in Chicago. J.J., thank you for joining us today. What is driving this rally today? Is this simply traders getting more time to really look over the employment report from Friday, you know, diving into it over the weekend, you know, maybe looking at the hardcore numbers during football yesterday? Or is this simply a case of gravitational pull? September is just a volatile month.
Well, I think hopefully they're just all excited about the Bears win yesterday, Rob. But,
the Bears D can work wonders, can't they?
They can. I think a lot of it's the latter of what you said, and that is September is a volatile month. I think that the employment report on Friday, for anybody still doubting that there would be some sort of rate cut, I think that that may have actually clinched that it will happen. But I also think there's a sense that things might have gotten a little bit overdone. We have PPI and CPI this week. Hopefully Apple can provide a little bit, you know, not, hasn't so far, but hopefully later today can provide a little bit of lift as their conference just touched off about a half hour ago here. And then you're just seeing some other places people are buying assets again. You know, crude oil is up about just under a dollar today. And I think one of the things that happened last week was people were just selling assets. So it didn't matter that it was just stocks. It was Bitcoin. It was crude oil. It was the commodities in general. So today, I think people are just like, okay, this probably got overdone. There are still some good things out there. There are still some names I want to own, some things I want to own. And I think it's impressive how we've seen when futures opened last night at 5 o'clock Chicago time, they were actually lower. And we've just seen throughout the night and then throughout today during the regular session, the momentum continue to take us higher.
What do the markets want to see out of the inflation reports this week, the CPI and the PPI?
Yeah, I think, you know, they want to see, of course, a Goldilocks, which we both know does not happen very often. I don't think what they'd like to see is that we're staying near where the Fed's goal is, you know, this 2%-ish inflation. We've seen inflation come off. That it should get some help, primarily because we've seen the price of crude oil. And again, that's something that has an immediate effect on inflationary pressures, particularly in people's pocketbooks when they go to the gas pump and they see that, you know, last week or this week, maybe they're paying 15 or 20 cents a gallon lower than they were paying a week or two ago. That gives people a lot more confidence. And so I think that they want to see that everything else is sort of in that range. I think the one place where people are still a little bit cautious, if you will, is around rents. They just haven't seemed to come back down in the same way that some other things have. As I said, the price of gas through crude oil will be the first thing that makes people happy. Number two, we want to see where these food prices are. If you can start to see food come down a little bit too, that really helps people's confidence.
And then very quickly, it seems like the prediction markets have kind of pushed the idea of a half a point interest rate cut off the table, and that when the Fed does meet, it's going to be a quarter of a percentage point.
Yes, and I think if you look at the CME FedWatch tool, the half a point, yeah, it was there. I don't think anybody was like, wow, this is sort of a definite. And again, it would just be so against what Chairman Powell's done since he's been in office. He's been very methodical since he's gotten there. So I think that those who are hoping for a half a point, that would have been not only tough for the market, just out of character for what the Fed chairman has done since he's been there.
J.J. Kinahan, CEO of IG North America, president of Tasty Trade in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, investment ideas from our Monday stock picker.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Stock Picker Monday. Joining us with a pair of investment ideas from his UpsideStocks.com list is Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com. Based in Hammond, Indiana. Chuck, thank you for joining us today. Two selections on this Stock Picker Monday, and your first one is from the pharmaceutical space.
That's right. The company is Catalyst Pharmaceuticals. The symbol is CPRX. The stock trades for a little under $20 a share. It is a small biotech company, but a big difference is it's a small biotech company that actually makes money. They focus on kind of novel medicines for fairly rare diseases. Their lead product focuses on a syndrome called Lambert-Eaton, which is an autoimmune syndrome, and it's the only approved drug in the marketplace to treat this particular ailment. The company's earnings estimates have been rising in the last 30 days. The company should earn about $1.10 this year and $1.39 in 2025. So you take that on a $20 stock, and that's a fairly modest earnings multiple for a biotech company. The firm has beaten earnings estimates in each of the last three quarters. And finally, if you're kind of a chart jockey, the stock has had a really nice breakout in its chart pattern here in the last month or so. So it's a stock that has a lot going for it. That's Catalyst Pharmaceuticals, symbol CPRX, trades for about $20 a share.
And the next stock you have on the list on this Stock Picker Monday is for a company that you encounter at the airport and maybe when walking into a stadium.
That's correct. The company is Clear Secure. The symbol is YOU. It trades for about $31 a share. And you're right, Rob. It's the company that is in a lot of airports that facilitates kind of screening of people going through security. You've probably seen that those clear lines. And they've been expanding their reach throughout airports in the United States. And, you know, the goal of the company really is to get as much information, biometrics into their database. I think they have about 25 million records now, so that they can kind of expand this service to other security needs, such as, you know, stadiums and concerts and even on the retail side, where you would get scanned in based on those biometrics for security purposes. Company should earn about $1.27 this year and $1.54 in 2025. They've had huge earnings beats in recent quarters, so they have a lot of nice earnings momentum. The one thing to be aware of, there is a large short interest in this stock. So there's a fair amount of investors that are taking the other side of the trade and selling the stock short. That can go against those people if you have a short squeeze and a lot of people continuing to buy the stock and forcing those short sellers to buy back those short sale or those short shares. So, but that is something to be aware of. Again, that's Clear Secure, symbol YOU, trades for about $31 a share, and our firm and our clients own both of these stocks.
It's Stock Picker Monday. We are talking with Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com, based in Hammond, Indiana. September, so far, living up to its reputation as one of the more volatile months on the investing calendar. And with all the wild swings we've been seeing in the last couple of days, what is the Dow theory telling you?
The Dow theory has not changed. The last major signal was a little over a year ago, and that was a bull market signal, and we've been riding that bullish primary trend here for the last 12, 13, 14 months. So we haven't had a change. We've had, obviously, as you mentioned, Rob, we've had some volatile markets. You get that in September, but at the end of the day, the trend is still bullish, and we're acting accordingly based on that.
Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com. Thank you for joining us on this Stock Picker Monday. His selections this week, once again, Catalyst Pharmaceuticals, CPRX, and Clear Secure, the ticker symbol YOU. Up next, it's the latest on the stare down between DirecTV and Disney.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
More than than 11 million DirecTV subscribers have lost access to Disney-owned channels due to a contract dispute. Let's get the latest from Carrie Flynn, a media reporter with Axios in New York. Carrie, thank you for joining us today. And what is the state of this conflict on this, the first Monday Night Football night of the year?
Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been a rough week, and full transparency, I'm a DirecTV subscriber, so I am one of those people who's been affected this last week, now on to week two. Like you noted, we have Monday Night Football tonight. Tomorrow is a presidential debate that happens to be airing on ABC, which is owned by Disney. And last week we had the U.S. Open, which aired on ESPN, which is also owned by Disney. So some of the biggest events of the moment are happening on these networks, and DirecTV subscribers like myself are not able to access them on their channels. What's very interesting, though, about this back and forth, and part of the problem is it's being prolonged and delayed, all this negotiating, is subscribers like me can actually access this content through Disney's own channels. So I could watch the U.S. Open on ESPN Plus. I can watch tomorrow's debate on Disney Plus or Hulu. And that's really what gets to the heart of the issue now, is the fact that Disney has its own services and therefore has access to subscribers like me. But DirecTV wants more of that pie as well, and they know the issue and know the concern. And so that's why, again, we're now on to week two with no end in sight.
We're talking about the latest dust-up between Disney and its broadcast and cable channels versus DirecTV, affecting 11 million subscribers, including Carrie Flynn, media reporter with Axios in New York. As you point out, this seems like a battle of who has more leverage. And if you, as the viewer, have numerous workarounds for DirecTV programming that is not directly available to you, does this mean that eventually Disney can just wear DirecTV down?
Knows that they want, you know, partners like DirecTV. While we've seen the decline in pay TV subscribers, there's still 11 million people, right? And they want to reach them, and they want to have that content there. There are people like me who pay for all those streaming services, like I said, but I'm perhaps the exception of the rule. Most people don't pay for all those streaming services, and they want, Disney wants access to them, right? It's just a matter of money and concern there. And that's why we're having these conversations be drawn out. And, you know, like we talked about, there's all these big events happening. These deals are structured around these moments on purpose. And so while it gets to part of the frustration for consumers, there's a reason behind the madness. And so, yeah, we'll see. It's changing. The businesses are changing, and we're starting to see, I mentioned ESPN Plus, right? ESPN Disney is creating an even larger streaming service in the future. And that's where partners like DirecTV are like, hey, we know you're going after our market even deeper. Like, you got to give us something. You know, we have an established base as well. We have these great customers. Like, don't forget about us.
Carrie Flynn, media reporter, Axios in New York.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.